everyone. Well, welcome to Stutter Talk, changing how you think about stuttering one podcast at a time. I'm Peter Reitzis in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and I'm speaking right now. I have on the line Danny Murphy, and then following Danny, I'm going to speak to Megan Walton. Danny, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Peter. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I wish I was calling you under better circumstances. Danny is in Denver, Colorado, attending the 15th annual Conference of Friends, the National Association of Young People Who Stutter. And let me just give a brief background, Danny, and then I'm going to ask you a few questions. Late last night, a little after midnight, there was a shooting in Denver, Colorado, and the New York Times is reporting, and many other outlets are reporting, that 12 people were shot and killed in an Aurora, Colorado movie theater, and then about 59 others were wounded. One of the wounded was attending the Friends Conference. Danny, what's the mood today, July 20th, at the Friends Conference?
Actually, I received a phone call from a friend who was actually with Cage inside the ambulance at 1 o'clock, heading towards one of the many Denver hospitals, and she was in panic, saying Gage was shot, and I screamed, which woke up my mom, which she was sleeping right next to me, and actually, we ran downstairs because we saw a lot of people running toward the lobby as well. And where then we all gathered up in the lobby. Lee Caggiano, Steffi was down there. And we were all waiting for the other 10 kids who also went to see the midnight premiere of the new Batman to come back to the hotel, and as soon as they got back, they were all shaken up, they were all crying, and we were all there for them, and we didn't want to disrupt the other guests at the hotel was sleeping, so we head toward their conference center, and the hotel staff was actually caring for us. They actually brought us blankets, and they also had a side cooler which had Gatorade, pop, and water that they all gave us for free. And as news spread this morning, everyone soon found out that yes, Gage was shot in the arm. He was not in the theater where the gunman was. However, one of the bullets from the automatic weapon traveled through the wall and hit Gage in the elbow, which I cannot confirm.
Okay.
And as of right now, we are actually parent Wayne Walton is actually heading towards the hospital to pick up Gage and his mom and dad.
So Gage Hankins is, I believe he's 18 years old, and he is one of the people attending the Friends Conference. And
correct.
So he went to the movies with 9 other people attending the Friends Conference. Has anyone spoken to Gage? How's he doing?
I actually was talking to an SLP who became very, very close to Gage these past couple days, and he actually visited Gage in the hospital this morning, and he's full of high spirits. He was actually joking around, and he got out of surgery about maybe 8 o'clock, and everything was doing great, and he's actually coming back to the hotel this very minute, and we're actually very excited to come. We are all actually very excited for him to come back, and we're actually leaving for downtown Boulder for the evening about 6 o'clock Denver time.
And how are the 9 people holding up who were with Gage at the shooting?
They're very shaken up, but they are calming down slowly but surely. But as part of the Friends Convention, we are a family. So everyone is caring for them and comforting them the best way that they can.
This is Stutter Talk. I'm Peter Reitzis. My guest is Danny Murphy, 25 years old, a person who stutters. Dan lives in Chicago, and he is in Denver, Colorado for the Friends Conference. Danny, what number conference is this for you?
This is actually my 15th conference. I have been here since the beginning. The first conference was actually held in St. Paul, Minnesota in 1998.
Wow, so you're batting 1,000 then, huh?
Yes, I am.
That is really great. I just had to make a little joke there because this stuff is so serious, and you know, all of our hearts and thoughts go out to the families of the victims. Danny, before I speak to Megan Walton, who was actually at the shooting, is there anything else you wanted to add or share about this great tragedy?
I just want to thank everyone for all the text messages and calls that I've been getting the past couple hours. My cell phone hasn't been stopping buzzing and ringing throughout the whole day. And I would like to also add that the hotel staff just lowered their flags to half staff in honor of Gage.
Well, it's just such good news that he's coming. Well, he's not only safe, but he's going back to the conference. That's just amazing. I'm sure you all are going to have some greeting for him, huh?
Yes, I think everyone is signing a card for him. And actually, from what I just and I from heard that there are newscasters in Ohio actually in his driveway interviewing their neighbors. So it's making a big splash out in Ohio as well.
Well, maybe you will let Gage know that when he's ready, Stutter Talk would love to talk to him about his experience. I know there's a lot of listeners who are following this tragedy with great interest on Facebook and elsewhere. So please pass along our well wishes and our thoughts.
Thanks. And here is Megan Walton.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hi.
Megan, long time no talk.
Yeah, right?
It's good. I keep saying to people, I wish we weren't inviting you on to Stutter Talk under these circumstances.
I know.
But I want to let the listeners know that Megan Walton is 20 years old, and you are a resident of Denver, and you are a longtime alumnus of Friends Conferences. What conference is this for you?
This is my 15th one.
Wow, you're 15th too, huh?
Yeah, so I've been going since the first one, since I was 5 years old.
Wow, that is amazing. And do I remember correctly, are you studying now to become a speech pathologist?
I am.
Wow. And you are a person who stutters as well?
No, I'm not.
I think I have to laugh at myself because I just thought you were. But
no, my mom's a speech therapist. That's how I got involved.
Oh, yeah. I know your mom well. The banter was a good way for us to get away from the seriousness of the discussion, but let's jump into a bit. As I understand, you were sitting next to Gage when he was shot. Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, okay. So it was like middle of the movie, or very beginning, and it's like a really loud noise, and then I just felt something really hot on my leg, which got my attention. And then, like, I heard, like, Gage scream, and I just thought he, like, felt the same thing I did, kind of. And I just, like, immediately thought it was, like, fireworks were going up, because there's a ton of smoke in that aisle right next to us. And so my initial thought was, like, what? Like, who's putting out fireworks? Like, this is, like, who would do that? Right. And then I just noticed, like, he was screaming. And then I looked back, and he was already, like, out of the theater. And then, like, two or three more shots, like, came through, and I was just, like, asking people around me, like, where's Gage? And this kid was, like, he's bleeding so bad. and I just looked down and blood everywhere where he was sitting. And then from that point, I just kind of, like, went into, like, panic mode, and, like, we all just got up and, like, ran out the front, like, entrance. And I don't really remember too much. I was just, like, in straight panic trying to find Gage. And I just remember, like, people, like, running down the stairs, like, screaming, and I ran outside. And I was unaware, like, the severity of the problem. And I just saw Gage, like, against the wall with, like, some guy holding his arm. And then, yeah, I just went into panic mode and just got down to business.
Yeah. So you were sitting in a theater, and as I understand it, the bullet came through the theater wall from the other theater and hit Gage?
Yeah, I guess the bullets that came through were coming through the wall, which is disturbing.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit more about the feeling at the conference? Are people able to go to workshops and talk about stuttering and participate?
I haven't really been in, like, the kids ones. They're, like, doing it. I feel like when I'm in a workshop, it's really hard to focus on it. I'm not exactly sure. I've actually kind of been avoiding, like, the main population of the groups. I'm not going to lie.
No, sure. So how are you holding up? I mean, it sounds like such a traumatic experience, and we're so thankful that Gage is okay. How are you holding up?
Oh, it's been pretty rough. Keeping it all under control, though. We're still at a convention, still trying to make it, like, a happy place for everyone, for all the kids at least. So trying to stay busy. It's hard to talk about it, trying to avoid, like, Christian. I just miss him a lot. He was, like, the kid that was always with me, like, eating lunch, like my best friend here. So I just feel kind of, like, wrong being here without him, almost.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with us about the event, or about how you're feeling, or about what's going on at the conference?
I would like to share almost about what happened after the shooting, like, how Gage dealt with it all. He's probably one of the bravest people I've ever met. I already knew that going in, that this kid was amazing, but the way he handled the situation, like, he's in so much pain, like, you know, like, shaking and, like, in shock, and I was in shock, but he just dealt with it incredibly well. He was putting other people in front of him. He was, like, you know what I mean, like, the paramedics try to take care of him, and he sees someone hurt worse, and he's like, go take care of that kid, like, I can deal with this for another 20 minutes. Just kept putting it off and letting other people go get help in front of him. And it really just showed, like, what an amazing kid he is and how, like, strong he is.
Wow, he's quite the inspiring, brave young man. I mean, the stuttering community is lucky to have somebody that caring and thoughtful, even in their greatest pain.
Yeah, the world is lucky to have Gage.
Oh.
Actually, he's an amazing person.
Wow. We're so glad he's still with us, and I hope you send along our best wishes to everybody there. I mean, we're just so sorry that this happened, and, you know, it's so great that you're all rallying around him and supporting him and everybody there.
Yeah, I'm sorry this had to happen, too, during one of the best weekends of the year, but
yeah,
that's life, and we'll pull through because we're a group of very strong people.
Yeah. Well, I know you're taking a group downtown for the conference, and I just want to thank you so much for coming on Stutter Talk and for 15 years of volunteer work with Friends. I should say that Friends, the National Association of Young People Who Stutter, is a wonderful self-help organization for people who stutter and their families. And they also do some CEU workshops for speech language pathologists. It's a terrific organization, and thanks again for coming on Stutter Talk, Megan.
Of course. Thank you, too.
Thanks to Danny Murphy and Megan Walton for coming on Stutter Talk on such short notice. This episode was recorded July 20th, 2012 at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 4 p.m. Colorado Time. Leave your thoughts, questions, and comments at the Stutter Talk podcast Facebook page, or send us an email, stuttertalk@stuttertalk.com.